I am a Marine combat veteran of the Vietnam War. Many veterans and I have felt the public has seen us as being at the bottom of the barrel. Soldiers have and are spent by politicians like Bitcoin. Statesmen use moral rhetoric to convince troops that going to war is their duty. Returning from war, our veterans are perceived as broken, wounded, paid-out human beings. In the eyes of the public, the veteran forever remains the victim. War's battlefields are not seen, smelled, or heard by the general public. The veterans understand how the government uses violence against its enemies. The military also uses fear and violence to keep its soldiers locked into the military oath. If a soldier breaks his or her military oath, the consequences are life-threatening and changing. The number of unjust wars since Vietnam has made taking the military oath more a tool of indenture than patriotism. The veterans' education cost them risking their lives. These lessons come hard and are dark. Politicians have come to understand what our troops learn in battle can become dangerous. They have discovered the moral secret of what America does when it goes to war. If our government and communities truly support returning veterans in becoming self-actualized human beings, our governmental policies would change. Instead, the government and military use a mental health diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder to explain veterans' incongruent behaviors, therefore masking the effects of the moral injury they suffer. The public sees veterans as those filling the ranks of the homeless, the jails, and VA hospitals, instead of warriors forged in the fires of war. Veterans carry alone the responsibility for the enemy's death, for their fellow soldiers' death, as well as the after effects of war on themselves and their families. Our soldiers do receive medical compensation from the Veterans Administration that has been recently discovered as corrupt. Disabled veterans receive minimal financial support, while the public and politicians enjoy freedom and abundance, doing little to lift the moral consequences of having sent their soldiers into unjust wars. Therefore, by continuing to underserve our vets and keeping them in the role of victim, politicians remain in command of military power. The deeper reality is not even our politicians control the Army's power. It's the big business owners who are the masters of war. Human life has become currency, with our public and the world consumers of their products. It's sad. The lower middle class public supplies the military with human capital, using those who have little educational opportunities, no political connections, and no time or energy to look beyond the struggle for survival. There is a growing shadow in the hearts of many veterans who have come to understand this.